Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and tonight we talk Big Brother. We have Sandy joining us sometime about in another 15 minutes to talk about her time in the Big Brother house with not in the house, but you know, at the show. And we're going to have a great show tonight, and I am looking forward to this show because there's a lot to talk about on Big Brother. Big Brother has some great things, but I'm going to kick it off with a little song while you guys get your guys' audio set up. Hey guys, it's a little tribute, just for somebody that is been a sunshine in my life. So hey, let's bring up the two people. No, it was actually Fred Flintstone. It was Pebble and Bam Bam from the Flintstones. If you guys remember, it was on one of their episodes. So that's a little trivia. But hey, let's bring up the two people that are gonna join me tonight. Mrs. Freaky Mama. Or I it's Freak Mom, but I mean, it's Christina.
I could be a freaky mama if you want. That works.
Okay, so you want to give some shout outs to the chat room and everything?
Yeah, I want to say hello to everybody who's here tonight, and especially those who came from the Super Pass chat room 15. Woohoo! Glad you're here. Thank you for coming, and hello to everybody.
And Paul, you're with us tonight.
Hi, guys.
Paul, no shout-outs?
Shout-out to Christina and Ron. No. I have not had a chance. Some of you people have heard me say thank you, but I want to say thank you again for all the nice birthday wishes from Twitter and from Facebook. And it took a while, but I did respond to everybody individually. Thank you again.
You know what? You know, I got a shout out to the people like Rain and people that are from Nikki's chat room too, that hangs in there. I appreciate you all for coming to the show tonight. Also, I wanted to give a shout-out to you guys are all my friends, so I can't do it all. You guys, and thank you for everyone that's in there. But like I said, Sandy's going to be joining us. I want to bring up my producer. That's his new name, Zach. Zach, you're with us.
Thank you, Ron, and I'd like to thank you for playing that song for me, and I'm glad I could be the sunshine in your life.
Whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
He didn't say
you
who
know,
it
guys,
was, so it has to be Zach. Mm.
No, it's a mystery person. No one's gonna know about. No,
there you go.
Yeah, we're gonna play a game. But hey, we got a caller. I'm gonna go ahead and pick up the caller right now. Let me first off instead. I love Britney's DRs, and we're gonna get right to you, caller.
It's a clicky caller. Isn't that fascinating? Hello?
Yo, Ron.
I think we might have lost Ron.
That's okay. So what did you guys think of the show while we wait for the caller to come back?
Go ahead, Zach.
I was just going to say, being on Alaska time, I have yet to see the show, so I've been watching the live feed the last few hours, so...
I watched it in prep for.
Yeah, but I think I have a good grip on what happened tonight, and minus the dining rooms, it should be a good night for most, not for me because I'm a Kristen fan.
Since when?
I've always been a Kristen.
I'm teasing you, Zach.
I know.
I know they didn't get to the hippotard, but I was hoping they would. But that movie game, that I don't know. To me, that was kind of when you have a car with two guys and Britney, which she did decently, and then you have a car with two people. With, Reagan and Kristen and Kathy. I knew they weren't going to win. There's just no chance.
You know what, guys?
Hi, Ron.
I am really
Hi, Ron.
Pissed off. Hey, guys. I am so pissed off. I was so into the show, too, and everything, and then I get dropped like that. That's so, bugs the hell out of me. Were you done with your thoughts?
No, we were just kind of talking about the show tonight and the little, I was talking about the, police car show.
Okay, cool. I wanted to take our calls, and then we'll probably go ahead and go back to that. Can I do what I was going to do? Because before I forget to do this, because
yes,
Britney had the best one liner tonight of Big Brother history, in my opinion. And maybe not of history, because there's so many good one liners. But Britney was so funny when she did this, and I started to play it. Did it play? Did I hit it before it got popped?
No.
Okay, so here it goes.
Nobody. In fact, we'd rather hang ourselves. But guess who's most excited? Me.
I love that line. That cracked me up. Who wants to see the HOH trip? Nobody. Me? I just thought it was so funny. Did anybody else think that was funny?
No.
Ball?
Yes,
okay.
I am starting to enjoy...
Are you multiple-tasking? Am I going to hang up on you because you're multiple-tasking over here there? Because you are...
Don't even go there. So, I'm enjoying some of Britney's one-liners. There's other times where I don't much care for what she says, but I am coming around to her being somebody that's up there and near the top of my favorite list. So, yeah, she had a lot of funny moments in the DR, and I do look forward to that.
Well, that's cool. We do have, I think Sandy's coming on in a second, but let me go ahead and pick up this one first. and then we'll get back to, and let's see what 914. You're on the Rad Reality Show, and sorry it took
you
a while.
Yo, what's good, Ron and Corey?
Oh, Corey's not here.
But Paul.
Corey.
It's Paul. This is Paul from Minnesota.
Yeah,
Corey left.
I said Ron and Paul. I said, what's good?
Oh, Paul.
Oh,
not Corey. I thought he said Corey.
Corey.
This is Corey
D.
Christina. Hey, but I'm Tommy. What's up, man? What do you think about Big Brother 12?
I think it's a good season. I'm not gonna tell you who won PRV already because they already won it. But I don't know if you want to say it already.
Oh, you know what, Tommy? You don't have to say who won POV. I'm gonna say it. It's Brittany. Yeah, we'll spoil here. We'll spoil you guys. Sorry if you guys didn't know that. I'm so sorry. But yeah. So, are you a Brittany fan?
I think if Brittany uses it, she's gonna mess herself up in the game and probably be in the black next week. But if she keeps it cool, I think she's gonna stay a little while.
What do you think about that, you guys on the phone line, Zach?
I really think, you know, no harm can come from the brigade if she uses it. And Kristen's gonna go after Rachel. Like, I don't think Rachel's gonna keep her safe to begin with. She has everything to gain by using it and nothing to lose.
Christina.
What?
What do you think of that? What do you think about Brittany using it or not using it?
It depends. If she uses it, she can really stick it to Rachel and let Kristen go after her the way she wants to, or she can ally with Rachel and Brendan and possibly make a dumb move, or she could just not use it just to let things go as they may and just worry about herself. I don't know. I can see multiple things, but then Kathy would go up and people would probably vote out Kathy instead of Hayden. Then you got two people still left in the house pissed off at Rachel. And I'm sorry. I was watching the show. I was really tired, and I'm going to go off. I'm really tired of her saying, you have to save me and Brendan. It's awesome. We're always fighting for ourselves, and you guys have to fight for yourselves, and you don't like us. Oh, my gosh. I'm just tired of it.
Paul, you got anything to add to that?
I am totally sick of her. I was holding back on saying this, but I think I will. Rachel is quickly becoming my Natalie of this season.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Tommy, so who is your favorite, Tommy?
I like Brittany.
Ooh, Brittany. You know what?
I think Brittany's like Jordan.
Oh, come on. Let's not give her the Jordan tag. Because she's, I mean, Brittany, okay, I'm so afraid to say what I'm going to say, so I'm not going to say it. So if someone else wants to say it, they can. But, yeah, don't give her the Brittany, or don't give Brittany a Jordan tag.
No.
Anybody want to elaborate, because I don't want to, about that? Does anybody
think
Brittany?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Exactly, Tommy.
She looks. I think she's the same height as Jordan, and she has the same color hair. That's why I just said she looks like she reminds me as Jordan. That's why.
Oh, so you're saying looks wise, not gameplay and smart.
I was
gonna
say gameplay. Brittany has more up her sleeve. Brittany is more intelligent. It's just the way she is. She's a little more rude. Jordan was sweet, simple, and I mean, the only thing to me similar about them is maybe their accent and their hair color.
I don't even think the accent is that much, you know. And personally, maybe so. You know who Brittany kind of makes me think of? Maybe a little more harsher than this person, but I think Brittany makes me think of a little bit of Danny. Anybody else see? I mean, and I'm not talking looks wise. I'm talking gameplay wise, and she's smart. I know she doesn't know her history of Big Brother, but she's winning POVs and she's winning. What do you guys think?
I totally agree. I could see her being very Danielle like. I just, I really think in season 8, Danielle should cheat because of Dick and vice versa. And I don't think playing the Danielle type style of game will take her to the end without a partner like Danielle had with her dad.
Okay, so anybody think here, and Tommy, I'm going to have to let you go because we have other callers, and I got to get Sandy up on the line. And Sandy, push one if you're ready to talk, or I'll go ahead and pick up.
I don't think.
But, no, wait, let me, yeah, go ahead, finish off your, I was going to say
Honestly, I don't think Brittany's going to win it because she doesn't have a partner in the game, what the other person said, but I think you got to watch out for Matt. Matt's going to come in and win his game. Same thing with what happened to Dan in season 10. He's staying in the background. Same thing with, what's his name, Lane. Those two guys, one of them going to win this game. I put money down.
Yeah, but you know the thing, and I'm going to go ahead and drop you off, Tommy. Thank you for calling in, and then I'm going to move to our next caller. The thing about Brittany, she does have a partner in the house, and it's a slowly building, and that's Lane. Lane, I think, in her, if Lane gets upset with the brigade, he will go to Brittany first than anybody. Anybody agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we've seen as much lately, but the first 2 weeks you could always see him hanging out, and there's definitely that chemistry there, and they definitely click.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and pick one more quick caller up, and then I'm going to go to Sandy. Sandy's going to be calling in real quick to talk about her time at the show. 815, you're on the Red Reality Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good. How about you? Have you
not
been watching Big Brother 12?
Oh, of course. First of all, FM, this is Metal from Room 15. Mattel.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? 15's the best in chat rooms, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Okay, got a question for you guys. As far as Hayden goes, what do you guys think? You think he screwed his game up or what? In what way?
Yeah, what way?
What was your handle? Metal?
It was Mattel, M-A-T-E-L.
Oh, okay, like the toys, Mattel.
Yeah, Rich,
yes, no,
Rich knows who that is.
All right, I'm sorry. Mattel, in what way do you think he may have messed his game up? It's starting to get a little complicated with him, I think.
Oh, I agree with you. With him going with Kristen, doing all that stuff, which he was definitely caught, but trying to backtrack on that, do you think that he actually messed his game up by that, or do you think that Kristen is going to leave this week? I mean, there's a lot that could happen if the POV is used.
Well, when you say messed his game up, are you implying did he mess it up with the brigade?
Yes.
Okay. I do recall on one of the last shows, not tonight, that they were looking at, Julie Chen asked Matt in his one-on-one in the HOH room who might be the weak link, and he pointed out that Hayden was the weak link.
Yes.
But I think he's covering pretty well right now. I think he does recognize that that's where he can get the furthest is by staying loyal to them, but he is so conflicted because he really, really, really wants Kristen there. And I think he's right now, he's saying all the right things to everybody in the brigade. He, you know, you saw it tonight. He said, yeah, Kristen's crazy and all this type of thing. He's saying the right things to keep him in favor with them, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I actually think Hayden will, you know, stay loyal to the brigade, and I think they will stay loyal to him. But I think in the end, you might see. I personally think Kristen's going to go out of the house this week unless Brittany does the switch and they put, you know, Kathy up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
there's,
I mean,
there's
I,
talk in the chats because I can't listen to the feed at the moment that. It sounds like people think that Brittany might use it, but she's not going to use it, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
Wait a minute. Clarify that. She might use it, but she's not going to use it. I'm confused.
She's alluding to other people that she's thinking about using it, and she's listening to them and their conversations and wanting hers, meaning Hayden is talking to her and Kristen, I think, and trying to talk her into using it. But I think she's just listening to them.
I can already hear, Wednesday is going to be like this. So I think I'm going to use the POV on Kristen and help. Oh, no, it's not going to happen. I'm going to keep it for myself. And, blah, you know, I can just see her in her diary room. You know, she's just playing these people. You know, she's going to tell them. She's playing the best game. She's telling people what they have to say to the right people, and when they're not listening, they're in the diary room, she's telling the DRs what the fans want to hear.
All right, let me tell you something about what I listened to the entire, and it was quite a long pitch that Kristen gave Brittany. Brittany was very impressed by Kristen and what she was offering and her thought process and her logic to playing the game. Brittany does know this game, and she does know there has to be some loyalty, but she also recognizes numbers and what Kristen and Hayden could bring as far as, you know, benefits to her. She has not, in all the conversations since that pitch that Kristen made, she has told just a little bit, and maybe to some people a little bit more, of what the conversation was about. But she has not told anybody in that house all that they talked about. So to me, that means she's still considering it.
I think she's going to be in her DR saying they think they've talked to me into it, but I'm smarter than them. You know what I mean? I think and that's how Brittany is. Brittany's going to say, oh, I see your point, into Kristen's face. But then
I understand that, Ron, but my point is this. Having watched Feeds and Big Brother for so long, you wait to see what a person reveals to some of their closest allies. And if they are not revealing everything to them, that means they are still in their head contemplating possibly using it. I'm not saying she's going to do it, but she is still seriously weighing her options and thinking about it. That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah, I get what your point of view is. And
can
we'll
I
see
jump
tomorrow.
In and say, and can I jump in and say? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say really quick, Ron, just for the record, I got a message from Sandy. She is on a touchscreen phone, so she cannot hit one, but she's ready to be picked up as soon as you can get her.
I just talked to her on Facebook. So
okay.
I tripped ahead and went there. So go ahead, Christina.
No, I just want to say I can hear Rachel saying, I really hope Rachel does. I really hope that Brittany does not use the POV so we can send that witch. Which I'm not going to say the word. Kristen home. She so needs to go home. Because that's what
she's
going to
say. You
do a good
Rachel.
She's after me and Brendan, and I can't have that.
Stop it. Christina, you are doing wonderful impersonation, but this is why I turn the feeds off, and I don't want to turn the show off.
I can mute her if I really wanted to.
I'm not going to keep going.
So, Colin, do you have any more comments or questions or anything before I can go to Sandy?
The only other thing that I would say is everybody better watch out for Reagan. That's the only other thing I can say as far as
the
game goes.
Agreed.
Reagan is playing Kevin.
Yeah, he's playing everybody.
No, I mean, he's like Kevin a little bit. You know, Kevin slides through the whole show to the end, and then in the end he kind of like, woo, I'm here, you guys are all losing, and then he just had Jordan outsmart him, and that's saying a lot.
Okay, well, I don't want to keep
you
guys too long, so thank you for letting me call in.
No problem. Call in anytime. This is what the show's about tonight, is the fans and everything, and I'm keeping Sunday. I might get some callers in, And we had a fan. We have a fan of the show. We have a fan of the BB Hour. We have a Big Brother fan that went to the feeds, or went to the feeds, went to the show Thursday. So she
live
saw
eviction.
Andrew. Live eviction show. So, hey, Sandy, you're live on the Rad Reality Show. And how was it seeing the live show? Was that the first time?
It was a blast. It was definitely an experience that is not able to be put into words.
Did you get to talk to Julie Chan? That's my first question.
I did. I said hi to her.
Did she say hi back?
Yeah. Because they put us right down by, we sat with the producers. So her table was like right in front of us. So that's where she set her drink and everything.
Ooh.
Hey, Sandy, this is Paul. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just want to let you know, are you in the chat?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I just want to let you know that Big John's in there, Dan, and Rich is in there, so you may want to just give a hey to them. And lots of people are saying hi in the chat room to you.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Sandy, it's Zach.
Hey, Zach.
I just got to thank you really quickly. Your tweet last night gave me the best moment of Big Brother yet this year. So thank you for alerting us.
What was the tweet? Tell us.
About Kristen's show for the live theaters.
I saw that tweet too, but can I ask why you say ooh?
Hey, Sandy, real quick.
Nasty, because I don't want to see that. That's nasty.
Yeah, but all the guys do.
And Sandy, a quick hello from the chat room from Vicky. She's watching too, you know, Sheila's friend.
Hi, Vicky.
So, hey, what was the best part about going to the show? I mean, for you, other than seeing Julie Chen up close, did you see Andrew? Did Andrew get to say hey to you?
No, Andrew, as soon as he walked out of the house and they interviewed him, they immediately rushed him off stage. So
really?
I didn't see very much of him.
So they didn't even get to he didn't even get to address the crowd at all. I mean, I was always wondering that question: did they not let him address the crowd at all, other than the interview?
I think he said thank you a couple times to like everyone as a whole, but as far as like the crowd getting to ask him questions or anything, they didn't do that. And then after the show was completely over, they brought him back out on stage and did the early show interview.
Now, did you guys leave or were you able to watch that?
We were able to watch it.
Okay, I got two other questions, and then I'm going to let anybody else that's up in the line ask. My one question was, when the show's going on, do you get to see the video clips? Is there a television there?
Yeah, you see it.
Okay, and then the other question is, so you see the HOH?
Yeah, we did see the HOH, but the only thing that I hated was that right after Rachel won the HOH and her and Kristen got in that huge cat fight, we didn't get to hear any of that.
Aww.
Because it was like, as soon as that happened, they cut it off, and then I went to City Walk afterwards, so I didn't even get to see the feed for like 5 hours later. So I was like, oh, man.
Well, Cherry Garcia, I'm not Paul, but Cherry Garcia's in there, and she wanted you to say hey to you, too. And everyone in the chat room said hey to you, so and she just came in. Do you guys have any other questions that's up
I
on
do.
The line?
Who goes first?
Okay.
Paul, you go first.
Okay. Somebody in the chat room, Ben, Boom Boom Room, Ben, wants to know how you happen to get the tickets. Is it knowing somebody?
Let's just say one of my friends is friends with the producer, because I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be giving out names or not. So
okay. And the other question I have, a lot of the house guests after that night were saying that they could hear all the yelling going on when they went down in, you know, to vote. Can you, when you're sitting out there, can you actually hear them yelling in the living room?
I didn't hear any of it, but it was kind of like very, very, very hard to even hear the show. The volume is, like, very low.
Oh, okay.
Okay, our mom in the house, you have something to ask?
Yeah, I wanted to know. Hi, Sandy, it's Christina.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to know, even seeing Andrew on the feeds and on the show, did he just... You know how you see people on TV. Did he look different when he came out, or did he look like, you know, did
he look like, the same person, only really, 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 really skinny. Like, it always amazes me how much different they look on camera than when you actually see them in person.
Hey,
yeah,
hey Sandy, when you meet me, please make sure you say that about me, too.
Okay, you got it.
I just had to say that. Sorry.
I just wanted to say I think I felt bad for him because he was such on a limited diet that week. You know, baby food
yeah,
and protein shakes, you know.
You know, really, I'm going to be honest here. I couldn't stand him in the house. But
me
when
neither.
He came out, when he came out and did his early show interview, like, it literally had me crying.
Oh,
so I have a lot of respect for him because he definitely showed me a whole other side. And
yeah, I saw Moosey's tweet along the same lines, and I know she was there with you as well as Renee. So
yeah, it was really sad.
I'm
really
sorry,
sad.
The chat room, Sandy, the chat room saying that Blog Talk adds 20 pounds. Oh, sorry. I just, Big John, no dress for me yet. I'm staying out of the dress so far.
I have a question for Sandy, though.
Okay.
Sandy, have you been training to get runner-up to me in Vegas beer pong yet?
Zach, come on.
Zach, you got to win somebody first.
Zach, yeah, Ron, you tell him he has to have a partner before he can start smack talking.
That is true, but how does it feel to be the first official member of the CC Alliance?
Oh, gee, thanks. I knew that was coming.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, I want to move on because we have other callers, but I want to do one thing before we let Sandy go, and just because I know she's very good friends with her, and we have to make sure the Rad Reality Show, we do this when we have a show and somebody has a birthday, and we have to say happy birthday to our favorite, one of the greatest birthday songs that ever happened on Big Brother history happened during her birthday. So, Keisha, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Come on, join me, guys.
Happy birthday to Keisha.
Happy birthday to you.
Ron was slowing down.
Because remember, if you remember that night, everyone was like really dragging because they just Michelle just threw pillows and Keisha had just blew up the house.
So why didn't we have a fight before singing?
I was going to, but yeah, that would have been cool. But Sandy, make sure if you see Keisha, happy birthday to her, and happy birthday to Keisha out there. And Sandy, you want to say anything before you go?
I want to ask her real quick before she says goodbye, how much longer are you a Cali girl?
Until the 11th.
Okay.
Okay.
I should meet with you, Sandy, because I live in California, but I live in Disneyland.
Sandy, it's been 4 days. That's way too long, if you know what I mean.
Zach, I'm sorry. I'll talk to you tonight, I swear.
Well, people in the chat room are telling me to stop singing, so I will stop singing.
This is Big Brother. Please stop singing.
So, Sandy, thank you for calling in, and I'm so happy that you had fun because it's great to know. And just know that Howie's all ready because he's going to go – Oh, Sandy, you came into my life and would save me. Oh, Sandy. Okay, that's my goodbye to Sandy.
Ron, please stop singing.
I love it. I love it.
Talk to you later, Sandy. Can't wait to see you in Vegas.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
That's Sandy. Sandy went to the and now we're going to go and we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to do, hey, do you guys know you guys can get stuff at my Rad Reality Show store on eBay?
You have an eBay store?
Yeah, I do. I have an eBay store.
What do you sell?
What do I sell? You know, I sell memorabilia autographs. If you like autographs from soap operas, TV, movies, sports, you can find it there. You can get cards. You can get almost anything. Movies, CDs, books. If you're into Christian stuff, I got lots of Christian stuff putting on stamps, collectibles, you name it. Don't that sound cool?
That sounds awesome.
It sounds way awesome.
And you know what? You can find the link at www.theradrealityshow.com. Okay.
I'm going to go there right now.
Yeah, go. Zach, go. Go, Zach. Go, Paul. Yeah, bye, guy. And I'm going to talk to Patrick without you guys. Because
okay.
I know Patrick's going to probably burn me to death right now because we've bashed Rachel to death already. And
oh, good. I'm going to do more Rachel voice just for Patrick.
Patrick, I know that's you, right? Patrick, or is this Peter? 480.
It's nobody.
Wait, they got the one push. So I'm going to pop them off.
Hello?
Yeah, Patrick, you there? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry. I had it on mute because my treadmill was on. I could not get my treadmill off. Anyways, sorry about that.
So did
okay.
you hear us making fun of Rachel and everything? And
yeah, I was talking, and you guys were like, okay, no, I was like, what's going on? Anyways, Christina, I was saying you can do Rachel voices all the time because I kind of like it. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, Patrick. I can't believe you said that. That's so nice. Okay.
But Rachel, you're not supposed to say that to me.
Quiet, and you don't know what you're saying. Just be quiet.
I'm bringing Brenda. You know, Brenda loves to cry and, you know, and everything. So, okay. Go ahead, Patrick. Speak
okay,
to
so... So there's, like, everyone knows that Shima is, like, my all-time favorite out of every season.
You know, speaking of Shima, speaking of Shima.
This is a perfect segue. Hold on, Patrick.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect segue. Well, you know, each month I'm going to start giving out a prize. Well, I've decided to give away the Shima autograph. So if you do donate, and anybody that does donate up till the next Monday, you will get and tonight you get the early bird special. If you buy by tomorrow's show, you get two tickets for the price of one. But Shima autograph is the one that I'm putting up for raffle this month. So by next Monday, I will be.
Wouldn't happen to be a picture of her, would it?
Yeah, it's the picture that's on my side. I'm just gonna take it down and we'll just give that as the gift. But right now, if you can donate, you know, it's a great time to donate because you get Shima's autograph. And I'll be honest with you, no one this month has yet donated, so this is the time to do it. So it's a great
month
time.
Month just started today.
Oh, I know, but I do it the 12th to the 12th, kind of, because we started on it's the whole long process of, but anyways.
Oh, okay. I
there's
your. Wait, I was asked to do more likes next time. So, like, people, if you really want a Shima autograph, you really, like, need to call in or you need to donate to the Rad Reality Show because, like, it is so awesome. It's, like, amazing. Oh, my gosh, Brendan, what do you think? Oh.
Okay, Patrick, back to Shima.
I want to hear Patrick talk.
Okay, so, like, Shima's, like, my all-time favorite, but on Thursday night when I was watching the feeds, you all are going to hate me for this, but Rachel was, like, creeping up and almost taking Shima's spot away from, like, my favorite. Because, like, when Kristen and Kathy and Brittany were in the cabana room, and Rachel's just going by and, like, standing and peeking her head in and, like, Kristen, you're going home, and, like, skipping off. Oh, my God. I was, like, dying laughing. And I was getting so mad.
Okay, I got a question for you before I forget it. The only reason I'm interrupting is because if I forget it. What do you think about Brenda? I'm just going to call him Brenda because I can't get his name never correctly. Him trying to control her to stop that. I was
getting so mad at him. I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Like, I understand why he was doing it, but like, he was like, everyone's going to be going after us if you keep this up. And I was like, everyone already is going after you. So like, let her do what you want to do. And like, she was getting mad at him and he didn't even care. He's just like, you need to stop. But she was a little intoxicated and I was getting mad at him because it was like so hilarious and whatever. I think we should have kept it up.
For you to say that she is going to replace Shima is kind of a shocker to me. How close has she come?
Oh, not anymore. Like, she kind of went back down when she actually started, like, being nice to Kristen again.
So what did you think about her speech? Oh, wait, you haven't seen her speech tonight then, right?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it, but I don't, like, really remember the speech. What was it?
You know,
I mean, just bring it on, you know. Rachel, the thing about Rachel is I'm thinking she's too much trying to be like past house guests, you know, in her talk. You know, like, she's not being original. You know, that's where I think she, you know, like she said, bring it on. I can't remember who exactly did that, but somebody did that in a speech once before.
And somebody also brought up the fact that apparently Janelle used the life jacket thing for floaters. That was a quote.
Well, I know Janelle is, like, Rachel's biggest fan, so.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying along Ron's point is there is a lot, because she has watched a lot of Big Brother, because she knows what has been successful as far as what the fans liked, she is doing lots of things in there that may not be her original, but, you know, trying to, you know, mimic other past house guests. Is that kind of what you're getting at, Ron?
Yeah, I definitely see. I mean, because I think she's just trying to be a little bit too much like other people. And her boobs are fake, so I think she's being a little fake. That's where I'm feeling with her, so...
You think so?
Hey, do you have something to say? I see you in the chat room saying that you won't interrupt the boss. And if you guys haven't heard this yet,
I can't
just call me the boss.
I'll get spankings, man. This is not cool.
So where were you going to say over there?
They wanted me to say, who wants to see my HOH room? Vegas, baby! Yeah, okay. They wanted me to say that, so, you know.
Well, I said I'd like to hear.
I can't interrupt the boss speaking just to say that.
Well,
I'd like to see your HOH room, but, you know, I'm going to hang myself with a rope.
Patrick.
I don't do it good, Brittany.
I hope, and I tend to believe this, that you know that you're in somewhat of a minority along with Janelle as far as being a Rachel fan, and I hope you don't take any of it personal, and... she needs fans, so support away.
No, I don't take it personal, but I have noticed that, because Janelle is, like, so, like, such a big, like, force in the Big Brother world still, I noticed that as soon as she said that she likes Rachel, I've noticed a bunch of other people are like, oh, my God, now I like Rachel. But it also could be because a lot of people love the drama and love the entertainment, and with this season being so lacking, everyone, like, oh, my God, finally something, and it was because of Rachel and Kristen, so...
You know, and I'm not jumped off the Rachel bandwagon altogether, or the, you know, Rachel wagon, or I never would really, you know, call it a bandwagon, because I have to really, when I watch a show now, I watch it for two ways. I watch it for myself, meaning the enjoyment of me watching it and having fun, but then I also look at it, you know, in a talk show type host, you know, point of view. You know, so Rachel is really, you know, cool. But then she's just skinny on me a little bit, you know. So, I mean, I'm not totally... Yeah, that laugh that I never heard, now I'm hearing, you know, and it's this whole relationship, and it's, you know, the relationship was great in the beginning, but there, it's getting to a point where I don't want to see it every 2 seconds.
Well, that's a good question to ask Patrick then. Being a Rachel fan, are you a fan of her showman with Brendan?
I mean, I really do hope it works out, even though I don't think it will. But, and I'm, like, I'm not against their showmance. The only thing I don't like their showmance is because it's so hot and cold. And, like, and to me, that was, like, really, like, annoying and really, like, middle school. Like, she's like, Brendan, I don't want to talk to you. And then she goes and talks shit about him to Brittany. But then, like, when, as soon as, like, no one's talking to her, she's like, oh, my God, Brendan, let's make out. That's the only thing I don't like about it.
All right,
yeah,
let me
ask a question.
Yes.
Can I ask a question? Let me ask the question because you might saw it. Did you see the feeds tonight or today when they had their little news dispute?
No.
Okay, because did anybody see the
feeds? Maybe it was
tonight?
A rumor dispute.
All right, let me pipe in here because you talked to me earlier about it, Ron, and I did go back and watched the flashbacks before it went to Bubbles, and the Bubbles were on a long time because they were getting them upstairs for the movie. And it kind of started before that. They came in from the backyard couches, and all four feeds were on the cabana room. And you could hear in the background that they were getting a little bit heated, but not really a great deal in the kitchen. And after the Bubbles came back, apparently it got, while we were cut from the feeds, it must have gotten a little more heated, enough for some of the other house guests to wonder if they would have the first breakup of a showmance within the Big Brother house. So I don't know what happened, and I don't think any of us, it was not on the feeds is what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay. Hey,
you know,
Patrick,
I'm
going
to... Go ahead.
Go ahead, say what you're going to say, and then I'll let go.
I'm going to say about them, you know, Patrick was saying they're hot and they're cold. I mean, I could totally understand, because in the real world, they'd be dating and probably not hanging out at 24/7, you know, probably not sleeping in the same bed as fast, and, you know, she's probably going to would have had one girlfriend who could complain about his quirks to, and I find it odd that she's confiding in Brittany. Weird. I find Rachel starting to go a little bit insane, and I think that's the house. But she does not have someone she's close to other than Brendan. It's always, me and Brendan, you're trying to get us out. Wee. This is, well, enough wee already. But, you know, that's all she talks about. So when she fights with him, she can't let it go off for long because he's the only person she talks about and the only person she hangs out with. And her last HOH, he was a have-not, so he didn't sleep with her in the bed, and I was sleeping with her in the bed. So I can see more fights with them this week.
Yeah, Patrick, one last question for you. Would you kind of like to see Brendan leave to watch how Rachel would play the game without him?
No, I wouldn't kind of like to see Brendan leave, because as soon as Brendan leaves, Rachel's days are more numbered than if he was there. And, like, everyone would be against her. She would have no one. So even I would like to see her, like, play a little differently, but with him there, he provides that extra safety that
she definitely needs. He's not a cock blocker. He's a drama blocker, and I'm sick of him, and he needs to go. I want Rachel in the house without him, because if Rachel was in the house without him, she would have been tearing into Kristen, and I wanted to see that. So he's not a cock blocker. He's a drama blocker, and I hate him right now for that. I don't hate you. The wrong word. I know. Do not hear this and get mad at me. I do not like that he does that. I just want him to let her go. Let the girl go. Let the girl go. Okay, that's just what I have to say. And, Patrick, we have other callers, so I want to bring them up. But thanks, Patrick, for calling in.
Yeah, bye, guys.
You got any last words? Say your last words in defense of, if you want.
I agree with you that, like, he might, like, that Rachel would create more drama if Brendan wasn't there, but Rachel will only be there one or two more weeks if Brendan is gone, so, because she won't have anyone else to help her.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the best part about Big Brother, because Jordan, we thought Jordan was going to be gone too, and look what happened to her.
But Jordan was nice and sweet and not annoying.
Yeah, and also not every single person wanted Jordan out. Every single person wants Rachel and Brendan out.
By the time she got to the end, she did.
No, but no one thought she would win the challenge to save her life, so.
Yeah, so thank you, Patrick, for calling in. I'm going to move to our last caller probably for the night because we only got 10 minutes left in the show. And just to say why we're doing only hour shows on Sunday nights now for the West Coasters, they can go and watch the live feeds. I mean, not the live feeds, the show and everything. So we do an hour before the West, and at least it's early enough where the East Coast can get here. Are you guys still here?
Yep.
Or have I lost you guys? Okay. I just want to make sure. This caller has been on the hold for a little bit, so I wanted to make sure I get her up. 781, I don't know which one you are, so I believe it's Anne-Marie.
Aha!
Maybe. Okay, Anne-Marie. It is Anne-Marie. So, Anne-Marie.
Did Patrick leave?
He did.
Yeah.
Too bad. I had a hold.
Wait, time out. Let me just say why he left. I'm for this show, I'm trying to keep only me, Zach, Paul, and
I said one at a time. Okay. I was because he had sent me an email saying you like Carson, so I was going.
Well, he's probably listening somewhere.
Well, Patrick, yes, I said, but I also like Rachel. I know you all hate her and hate it. I think they did a lot of editing tonight because they would say that if you read. The head of household meeting, like on Jokers or whatever, it was so much, I think, more, you know, energetic, if that's the word, you know. She was, because she didn't seem that mean.
Wait.
She said, bring it on.
Zach, wait, let me, Zach, were you going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to add on with Anne-Marie that, like, I had discussed that with Patrick earlier, being a Kristen fan.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna speak on the ending. First of all, I don't think we saw the whole ending of the show. I think they hunt us over till next week. We'll probably see the last time on Big Brother we blah 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 blah, and then we'll probably have the. And I also don't think it was that as. I think people thought it was like this huge, blow up, you know, at the meeting. But I think it was tamer. I think Brenda, as I call him, his new name is the drama blocker. The drama blocker, I think, over-exaggerated what it really turned it out.
He went around and even apologized for a run.
Right. And I saw that. And Hayden and Kristen even thought, you know.
All right, Reagan came up into the HOH room, and he kind of chewed out Rachel for her actions as well. I loved that night because she sat there quiet with the fixed jaw and a pursed lips and just this stare, and it was like, I'm not hearing a damn word you're saying. I don't agree with you. I'll let you finish talking. But there was a lot more to that.
And then they had sex.
There was a lot more to that nomination. There was a lot more to that nomination than we saw.
Yeah, I thought so because all of a sudden I was waiting for. Okay, here it comes, and she get and then she went, bring it on. I said, what the hell? Bring it. I could say bring it on meaner than that. What the hell is that? I was expecting come on, I'll bring it on the way because Brendan they had a whole speech tour. And it's, why you now you put a bigger back, you mean it, you're making us look really mean.
Hey, Anne-Marie, I hate to interrupt you. I just wanted to say a shout-out to Vicky real quick. Hey, Vicky, hopefully you and the Banana Man dug good, but I'm still looking for me a partner, so you're going down with the bananas. So start slipping on those bananas a little more. But anyways, Vicky, goodbye. Okay, Anne-Marie, finish.
Oh, Ron, real quick, how much more money do you need to wear a dress?
Right now, it's good.
Can someone help me with the amount?
Wait, you know, there's no money amount that it's going to take. You know, the first of all, it was $1,000.
Oh, the donation.
That was the donation of it.
What Ron is trying to say is the wager or bet or however you want to term it is over with.
There are still people. I mean, if Big John wants to, maybe down the line, if there's a couple people that I know are still up for auction, there's one I'm spotting down an auction that I want to play with still, and that you guys are going to eat me alive with that word, so go ahead and do it now, that I might be willing to, you know, if somebody wants to buy that person, I might. I don't really want to wear the dress. I wish you guys would come up with a better, you know, gimmick for me, something funnier. If I would do almost anything.
Barney?
I'd rather get naked, personally, I think, than a dress.
What if we dress up?
Oh, no, clown. No, dress. I'd rather do something funnier. I mean, I'm,
funnier than a clown? A vampire. From a clown to a vampire. Well, I just want to know how much to make you do this thing. I can't be there, but I know plenty of friends will take pictures.
It would take,
I'm just trying to help
like,
you out,
Big, Ron. Big John had a great idea. Big John had a great idea.
Yeah.
With trying to buy Danny for me, but I really didn't want to play a dress with Danny because I mean I would look not as good as Danny does.
True.
And seriously, but anyway.
Some big hairy dude and some hot chick.
I know we're running short on time, but there are a few things that I watched in the show tonight that I wanted to talk about, so
okay,
I don't know.
Okay, well,
if
you
I
guys have a good night. Night, Paul. And again, thanks for all that help you gave me. And Ron and was it Sandy?
Sandy's gone.
It's Christina.
Good night to you. Good night. Okay, bye-bye.
It's Kristen. I mean,
okay.
Christine.
Oh, Christine.
Wait, what is it? I'm going to confuse Henry.
Good night, sexy chick.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm hanging up on you now, okay?
Okay. Before Paul starts talking, can I say this?
Wait. No, time out. Paul, I'm going to tell you something real quick. If you don't get your thoughts out tonight, we'll make sure you get them out tomorrow night with Michelle Costa at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
I was going to be quick.
All right,
yeah, I know, but we only have 3 minutes.
Sexy lady, go ahead.
Sexy. Stop giving her that sexy lady thing.
Okay,
she's going to start getting a big head.
This sexy lady, this sexy mommy, is going to say, whenever I'm on the show and you guys hear Ron say Kristen or Krista, he's usually talking about me. So I'm just putting that out there.
No, when I say Kristen, I'm talking about the girl in Big Brother house. When I say Krista,
no
I'm talking about.
That's why no one knows who the heck I'm up here except I'm FM, Freaky Mom. I'm Christina, just so you all know, but you can call me both. But, yeah, that's
just,
what he's
just,
talking
hey,
about.
I know what I'm going to start calling you then.
Hmm.
Okay? Servant. Since I'm the boss, you're the servant.
No, I like Rich's name, CP. Call me CP. There you go. FM, CP, whatever you want. It gets the point across.
I like serving better.
You can call me Mommy.
How about I like Mama. Mama. How about Freaky Mama? I like Freaky Mama still. But I like that. It's freaky, Mama.
It's Paul, I
know
like
you
Amarisa.
Got stuff you wanted to talk about, but we only got 2 minutes left. And I don't think we have enough time to touch it. Do we?
A few of them.
It's up to you. You can
left.
Extend it if you'd like.
I could extend it, but I really don't want to. If I extend it, that means we break the whole tradition of me trying to be on time for once on this show, and the West Coasters are all leaving me anyways, and but you know we do have tomorrow's show at 7 p.m. and they can go. And we might go a little bit over and let Paul talk a little bit. So you guys, you might want to just listen to the podcast, fast forward to the end and hear Paul what he has to say. Or Paul, go ahead, talk real quick. Or did I lose it? You guys can't hear me.
No, still here, but I could have done more at any rate.
I wanted to say goodbye. That's one reason I'm pulling it off. Sorry.
You don't want to get cut off in the middle of your conversation.
Yeah, because I always have to interrupt. I'll be honest with you. That's one reason. I didn't want you to start talking about it, and then we have to cut you off with 30 seconds left because my clock is running down. It's 40 seconds, and that's one reason I'm kind of putting it off.
And I would have cried for you, Paul. I would have cried.
And now we got 30 seconds.
Did I love Paul?
All right. Well, I just got this real quick before I got off the air. Anne Marie, send me $5, and I will organize a mob to hold down Ron and get him an address and take you a photo.
Oh, awesome. Please
I'm not
going to
get
it.
Hey,
oh.
Hey,
no,
wait. If I wear a dress, it's going to cost you $5, and you guys are going to have to, you know, pay me for the pictures. Because
I'll send you a gift certificate to Walmart to go pick out a dress.
No, bye, guys. We lost the podcast. We're on podcast time. I knew we were going to happen.
that,
hey, Paul, I am so sorry. I just didn't want to interrupt you in case you went long. Did you hear me?
I should probably get going because I got to go watch Big Brother and then go to work.
Okay, Zach.
Yes, Zach.
But,
see you guys later.
Okay, you guys, and this dress thing is starting to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta think of something funnier for me to do. Okay. Paul, did you really want to say something really that you will forget about tomorrow? Or needs to be said tonight?
No, it doesn't need to be said. We just finished watching, you know, tonight's episode, so I kind of picked out a few things to maybe bring up, but
yeah, I might go ahead and extend it next week till like hour and a half.
No. You don't have
no,
to
No, I'm
do
not
that.
Saying no. No, me and Christina. God, I am so confused right now. we talked about. No, listen to me. We had stuff that we wanted to talk about too. That's why. And I don't know if we hit everything, like the uni and...
Breaking news. Look at the last post in the chat.
All right. Hey, John. Yeah.
John.
Hey, and everybody wants you to get Andrew on the show since he's tweeting now. So
yeah, I'm working
Twitter
on it.
And get him on the show.
Yeah, we'll have to get that.
And I want to talk to Captain Kosher myself.
I do have a quick thing that we can talk to, even though people may not be listening. It has popped into my head several times now watching the feeds. But does anybody see, especially when he starts laughing, a resemblance between Brendan and Zach?
Yes. I do.
Now I see more resemblance of Howie and Enzo.
No, I'm talking about the teeth, the smile, the kind of goofy, you know, out of place kind of laugh that Zach had, and you know, I just every once in a while, Brendan, it just looks like that to me. The other thing is. Did you notice how they got the clips out of order? I mean, they showed all this stuff, all the HOH, all the nominations, and all that type of stuff, and then they throw in the catty chat back and forth between Rachel and Brittany in the bubble bath. That was like 2 days before any of what we saw tonight went down. It just, those kind of things still drive me nuts.
You know what? I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat room. I might do the whole dress thing if somebody will buy me a character, you know, one of the people to play with them.
And no,
you know,
grandma
I'll,
dress either.
And no, I'll let somebody buy it and, you know, and give it to me to, you know, wear and everything. But I will then sell it on eBay and we'll get people that I play with to sign it. You know, and we'll get and buy, but they have to buy me a person to play with, and it has to be somebody I want. So, Yeah, we will work something out maybe, or maybe not a dress. If you guys can think of something better, I mean, I don't like the clown ideal either. I mean, that freaks me out a little bit. But maybe Santa Claus. How about Santa Claus? What? Sorry, Paul. Are you reading the chat room too?
Is that what we're laughing at?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. It's me. I'm being a naughty, naughty girl. Share what you're having, please.
We gotta get Jen, or we gotta get Andrew's Twitter. So, okay. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks,
Ron.
Bad reality.
Thanks.
Show.
This
Bye.
Was fun. You know what? Honestly, guys, you know what? This has been a great show. I really have enjoyed it tonight. And I say this from the beginning. I want to say this. And you guys are still with me?
Yes, I am.
Paul, are you still with me?
Yep.
I want to say something. When I got cut off, I was so pissed off because I felt the smoothness of the show. And how we've done the show tonight. And I wanted the fans to know that I'm really working on trying to get a more smoother show going together. And I really felt like we didn't have much stepping on. And it was a great, flow of the show. And I really do appreciate everyone that did listen to the podcast and is listening to this part of the show. And Paul and Christina and Zach, who already had left because he wanted to go watch the show, and everyone who called in, thank you. It was a good flowing show, and I really felt proud of this. It's one of my favorite shows that I've done in a long time, and it was great because it was fans, and it was, just awesome. So that's just my opinion, and my opinion counts.
You're the boss.
So, love you guys. See you guys tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Bye.
All right, man. Thanks. Bye-bye.